So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
While it seems far away because winter is just right around the corner, people can actually start making their reservations for camping for next year. So for people who are unfamiliar with reserving a campsite through the DNR, why don't you walk us through kind of a brief overview of what they need to do to reserve a campsite?
Sure. Well, first, I always like to tell people it's a six-month rolling window. So you can reserve up to 6 months of your day of arrival. So right now, for instance, you could reserve and then going forward be into Memorial Day. So that first weekend, first big weekend is out there right now. First thing I would recommend, you need to log in, so create an account. Make sure you get that done now, even if you're not planning on doing a reservation. That way you've got that covered already. And then, you know, figuring out when the time is that you want to go. You don't have to reserve 6 months out. About a little over a third of our campsites are reserved 6 months out. So there's opportunities in other places to go. Obviously, some of our more popular destinations tend to get the key weekends 6 months out. They tend to be pretty competitive.
And what are the most popular sites or most popular areas that people are reserving to camp?
So it varies a little bit, especially we have construction going on right now. So in some of our places, places like Traverse City are shut down right now, but that's one of our more popular places. But obviously places like Ludington, Holland, Straits, Wilderness, you've got some other places that Porcupine Mountains, even out that far, Chequamegon Falls, South Higgins Lake. Those are all a lot of very popular places. But there are also a lot of campgrounds in southern Michigan. So they do fill up on many weekends, but they're also a great opportunity if you are coming from the southern part of the state and you're looking for an option and don't feel like driving or all the way north.
What are some of the general rules, maybe for people who this will be their first time camping or their first time camping at a campground owned by the DNR? Because I know sometimes rules can be different when it's like a privately owned place versus run by the DNR. So what are some good things just to keep in mind so people are following the rules when they're heading out?
Well, the first thing is when you make a reservation, there are things that you need to read through in order to make that reservation finalized. And so that's an opportunity there where we try to highlight some of the key aspects of what to expect. Obviously, camper courtesy is a big thing for us, making sure that you're you are staying within your sites. You're not traveling across sites. You know, dogs, make sure that if you do bring your dogs, they have to be on a leash. You cannot leave them at your site and go somewhere else. So things like that that tend to be, you know, some of the more common things. I would suggest always before, if you haven't camped a lot and you got an idea where you want to go, first thing to do is look at is probably look at our rec search page. That gives you a lot of information out there. So our recreation search. Also, you can look at our closure page. The closure page out there lets people know when this construction that's taking place, when those parks anticipate opening up. So some of them may be opening up early yet spring and the summer. So those are some things too to be thinking about that even before you head out. But I would say the biggest thing for us is understanding camping courtesy. Our check-in time is 3 o'clock. There are situations where we've been flexible with that in years past. We've been talking about maintaining that flexibility because what we try to do is we don't want a whole lot of people coming in at the same time. And we know that people are changing out. So checkout is at 1 o'clock. And so that's another thing to be really considerate of. The quicker that you check out of your campsite, the better that we can manage our camp system and getting people in.
And is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of, either about the reservation system, just kind of looking ahead to the next camping season, anything that I haven't touched on that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of?
Well, just real quick, I talked about the closure page. It's a great resource to go to look and see what's open and what's available. Another thing that we hear oftentimes is that people are concerned about whether they can get a site. They see a lot of out-of-state plates. But really about 85% of our reservations that are made 6 months out are based on somebody having a Michigan residential address. So our Michigan campers are getting out there. I would also say a couple of things. If you see a site that you don't want, that you want and that you were not able to get, give it a few minutes. Sometimes on real popular sites, you can have multiple groups trying to make multiple reservations. They may have sites in their cart that may get dropped out because somebody else already got sites for them somewhere else. So being patient is something for those high demand places. Always start looking about 20 days out from when you last made a reservation, or you wanted to make a reservation, you couldn't get in. There's an opportunity there. Sometimes people start dropping sites. But that's the key thing, just recognizing, you know, that some of our places are really high in demand and there's some alternatives out there. We also recognize that with this construction that we've been going on for a number of years now, that sometimes somebody's favorite site is not available because it may not be open for the summer. So it's good to encourage them to look through the rec search and look for other locations that might be similar to what they've been used to and try something new.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.